Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Buddy, I think there's something I probably should tell you. You should have found out a long time ago. I then proceeded to tell Buddy of how his father had fallen in love when he was very young with a beautiful girl named Susan Wells, and how Buddy was born and put up for adoption by his mother, and how she had later passed away. I told him his father had never even known that Buddy was born, and most importantly, I told him where his father was, in a magical land called New York City.
My dad works there?
Empire State Building.
Bob Newhart, Elf, remember that. This is 720 WGN. The iconic comedian and actor passed away today at the age of 94, and I should add, great Chicagoan. Dave Plyer is the person you hear that comes on after this show every Friday night. And how many times do you think you interviewed Bob Newhart?
No, it was a little over 20. It's probably twice a year for the last 10, 12 years, and always kind, always sweet. Kept a log of what stories he would share with me so he wouldn't bore people the next time he came on the air with a new story.
Wow. RollingStone.com says, why the Newhart finale is the perfect example of Bob Newhart's comedic genius. He obviously died today. They said he knew his second series would always be compared to his first, so he crafted the greatest sitcom farewell ever. And that second series had 184 episodes on CBS. Dave, that's kind of when I came into play, because when I was younger, I just didn't get his dry sense of humor, and I just wasn't interested. But by the time the second season came around, it was more my thing.
Well, you know what's even funnier is when you go back in time, like people remember actors and actresses and public figures from a certain era. But when you look back even before Bob Newhart show in the 1970s and Newhart in the 80s and in the 60s, you know, he won a Grammy for album of the year for The Button Down Mind of Bob Newhart, you know, one of the first big comedy albums out there. And he had a variety show that was on NBC, was on for about a season, but it won him a Golden Globe and a Peabody in the early 1960s. So his work has really spanned so many generations. As you played Elf, like, that introduced that character, and he will probably live longer in people's minds because of that holiday movie.
Yeah. That album, The Button Down Mind of Bob Newhart, I was unaware until I read the obit today, and it said it surpassed Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley at the time to go to number one on the Billboard charts for 14 weeks, and it was the first comedy album to sell more than a million copies.
Yeah, and I think over the years how much he sold, he told me once, he said, I was unseated as one of the largest album sellers of all time by Guns N' Roses. And, you know, it really ticked me off that Axe did that to me. Like, Axe. Buddy Axe from Guns N' Roses.
Axl Rose.
Yeah. But I will tell you, you know, you mentioned that Bob Newhart finale. It was actually his wife, Ginny, who came up with that idea. She said, you know what, why don't you, because they were trying to figure out what to do to end the show. It was his wife that came up. I mean, Bob wrote the rest of it and put the scene together and everything else, but it was wife that came up with that. He was just a brilliant, brilliant guy and sweet man as well. And the last couple, maybe year and a half, has been a little rougher for him health-wise. Last time I talked to him was December of 2022, and he lost his wife last year. And I think after he lost Ginny, I think, you know, he was ready to be with her again.
Yeah. So born September 5th, 1929 in Oak Park, Illinois, grew up in Chicago. His dad had a plumbing and heating business, and then graduated from Loyola University in 1952, spent 2 years in the Army, went to law school, but said he flunked out.
Yeah, he did. He flunked out. So he became an accountant. and they used to make, you know, prank phone calls on people as a joke. And all of a sudden he thinks really what he did as a joke while he was an accountant and turned it into that very first record album. And, the other thing about Don that is or about that something to remember is he was friends with Don Rickles, like best friends. They would travel together. I think for maybe 40, 50 years, they were best friends. The wives were best friends, and they traveled the world together. Worked together very often, but they traveled the world together.
Wow. So in part of one of the obits I'm reading, it says Newhart found a short-lived spot on a morning TV show in Chicago, but he was still living with his parents, holding a series of middling jobs when a Chicago radio DJ recommended him to Warner Brothers Records. Who was that?
I don't know who the DJ was. I never got that out of him, but he said he would perform. You know, he was obviously on with Wally Phillips over the years and Roy Leonard, but it was in the 1960s, even before Wally was on the air, that he said, I'd come downtown for the evening show, which I think was around 7 o'clock, and they would put a mic in the Tribune Tower lobby. And this is the early, early 1960s, long before Bradley Place, when we were in that building. And he would do, you know, his bit, his routine in there, and entertain people who would just walk in off the street and would air on our radio station. So WGN also held a really, really special spot in his heart.
How will you remember him?
Honestly, kind with his time. And I had as many off-air conversations and even not even surrounding an interview with him off-air about life, marriage, divorce, his wife's cancer, just catching up on the phone. But as a comedy icon, you know, best known for that dry sense of humor that we got to know and love over the last 70 years he was performing.
I'm guessing Friday night you'll have plenty of audio of those interviews, right?
Yes, we will. And we're trying to get, so I'm working on Julia Duffy, I think is a yes, who used to co-star with him in Newhart. She was like the princess that was on the show. There's not many left from any of those shows.
Right.
And we got a back and forth going with Johnny Galecki, who was with him in The Big Bang Theory. That was his only Emmy that he won. He never won them on his television series. He won it as a recurring character on The Big Bang Theory. So we're going to get, I'm hoping to get Johnny Galecki as well.
We'll be listening. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Thanks, Lisa.
That's Dave Plyer. You'll hear him tomorrow night. He'll check in this time tomorrow. Hey, Rich DeMuro, our tech guy, has the numbers on Amazon's Prime Days. Millions of people that didn't participate last year participated this year. We'll find out all the details. First, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.